And especially now the publication in Japan or entire world, it is very difficult because Sri Aurobindo and the mother, integral yoga, is not known at all in Japan. And for this long time, the publisher was quite scared to take somehow it is a risk because to publish it, it is not really, they are not known and they don't know it will be purchased by many people. But somehow this came and then recently it arrived to all of you. So this is one good news from Japan. And today we don't have two newcomers from China. And one is in mainland China for his visa extension. How I could say visa extension?
Renewal
of his visa. And then one other newcomer, she's not here for this moment today. And other news about Asia, recently we had the East Asian Cultural Evening in Orel. It was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And how many people attended to that
For the meal was 50 because we asked 50 and for the slideshow was over 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think a little more than 50. 60 we saw, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had some cook from Japan and also we collaborated with the cook in Orelec. You were there at that time, 2 weeks ago? We made some Korean food like a bibimbap and jeon, like pancake, Korean pancake and some sweets. It was highly appreciated.
And miso soup.
Miso soup also. Yeah. It was okay. Yes, so this is another recent news from East Asia and what
recent else? News is Amanda and they are also
became newcomer.
Yeah, very recent.
They start the newcomer process recently.
Yeah, they will start. They are not yet, but the entry service will ask them to come sometime.
But they just came 1 month ago, very freshly from Taiwan. So they are the two first Taiwanese newcomer, who will start the newcomer process in Norway.
Yes. Yeah. And first, also in Korean people, you had some meeting about Korean pavilion project. So if we, one of you can give report about your meeting in the process, what type of process you are now going, if you, one of you can explain.
The Korean pavilion members, so we are also with the meeting at the 30th of October. And then so we would like to invite the AUM members to Korean Pavilion meeting. The next meeting is the 28th of November.
Yeah.
And then so we would like to know about the AUM and then some Eastern Asian programs.
Mm.
And so the thing is, yeah, we are willing to invite the AUM meeting as the AUM members.
And do you have any process with already with international group or some people in Laveni? Already you are taking some process with them?
No. Just to contact. We want to contact.
Okay. And also last meeting I already informed you that we also have plan to also establish the East Asian Cultural Pavilion or East Asian Unity Pavilion. This idea we have. And actually I asked few people about advice, the process, how we proceed this building process and also how to proceed. And recently we had a meeting with Laveni and I asked them in their side how much it is already fixed, some kind of guidelines, also kind of suggestions, the Asian area how it should be, and they have already kind of some sort of condition and guidelines here, and it is good to have in color, but for the moment I have in black and white. And somewhere I can show you, for example, Asian area, it is north side from Bharat Nivas, and there actually most of the land in the international zone actually already purchased already. So, but still some few village buildings are there around in Asian part, also other place in international zone. And I'm sorry, little bit far from you. And here, it is Bharat Nivas. This is international zone, and then this part is Bhatri Mandir here. Bhatri Mandir will be here, and here the visitor center, which is actually touching to European area. This part is European area, Europe, and then here this is Asia area, and we Asia we were given 16.5 acres. Yes. And other area like Europe, 27.3 acre, India 30.1 acre, Oceania 4.2 acre, and America 11.2, Africa 8.8. And in Lavenir, they already have kind of proposal from some architects and also some students for other areas like America they have, Europe also they have kind of study, and also Africa recently they received some model and also some plan. And also for Europe, from Oleg, I think you proposed some Russian pavilion already. And it was appreciated by Lamini somehow.
Yes, when I was attending the meeting in Lavalier, your name came a few times in Luigi's speech. But in a good way.
Too bad. It's a big test for my ego.
No, but,
don't repeat it.
No, but
it was appreciated somehow. And yes, so the meeting was not very long, and it was only held one time. And what they emphasized to us, and actually for all the Orovians, about the international zone, that what is important, that is harmony and peace in this area. So for that, for example, Africa, they have of course many countries in a continent, but they concentrate first on their unity place, like unity pavilion in among African countries. And also in Europe, according to Jaya, she also thinking it is good to have unity pavilion for Europe first. And then from that, it is good to have each country unique pavilions we can have it. So somehow, it is important to see the entire harmony in the Asian zone. So this is why also good to have some exchange. For example, if you have some idea about Korean pavilion, but we build Korean pavilion together among all Asians and among all Armenians. Because we, for example, we build a Japanese pavilion, but why necessary to be built by only by Japanese? It's not necessary to be. This in all of it, we could build, everybody can participate. Everybody could be could carry the spirit of Japan. Everybody can participate. So I think it is also the chance to work together about this subject. Yes. So the hope maybe here we can proceed, like we can start one part East Asia Unity Pavilion. In the same time, maybe we can build also a Korean pavilion together. This would be a good idea. And also at the 60s, when Mother was there, already the model of a Japanese pavilion was made. Maybe some of you already have seen it. Some of you have seen it? You know. Then I can circulate the picture. It is quite interesting. So it's written here, Japanese pavilion design prepared by Mr. Anthony Raymond. Anthony Raymond, who is the architect of Golconda National. He's a well-known person. He also lived in Japan for a few years.
Two dimensions.
Yes.
Can I ask something?
Yes, please.
Well, as far as I know, are you meeting with the co-hosts?
Yes.
So the main idea from now, but it may change, right now we see the setup. So that they see that maybe more of that by zone, by continent, like Asia, Europe, Africa. The idea would be maybe that together they will build the infrastructure, the conference room, the big exhibition room, and then only have little pavilion. So investing in big conference room and so on, maybe to invest all together.
I have seen also like that. So each country represents less, but more in the central part. Unity pavilion, which represents kind of spirit of Asia, for example, will be more appreciated, then each country appeals each own. This is somehow I was told from international zone.
And Michael, when you're just
working on the layout,
just
asking,
they
will
go to the committee
to
see
if
the assembler
is
the community to express
the
main ideas about
the international. Yes, and I can add, so each culture, how to say, each area has each shape also suggested. For example, for Asia, triangular shape. And for Europe, rectangular. And Africa, round. Oceania, mixture of triangle and rectangle. And America, hexagon. And Middle East, bent rectangles. Like bent, but rectangular. So this was also
suggested. And I have some stories. So this was like a suggestion, but at the time when I was at the meeting of L'Avenir, there was a small speech about that it is not fixed, it's just a suggestion, but if you want to have a round in Asian zone, a round building or a rectangular building for Cohen Babi or whatever shape, if it is in harmony with the others, it doesn't matter. Mm. But it was just.
It could be flexible.
Yeah, it is flexible. Anyway, what I got from that meeting when I was there is they finally agreed everybody can have the shape he wants. If it is in harmony with the rest of it. So, but of course, if we make a layout, for example, in Asian area, we should see the Korean pavilion and Japanese pavilion and East Asian pavilion and whatever other pavilion, Chinese or Taiwanese, how it will be in harmony. This is the most important, actually. That's what the international zone Jaya was also emphasizing in the L'Avenir meeting. She was also there at that time.
So next Korea meeting will be held 26th?
8th,
okay. Okay. So okay, after the meeting, maybe we can have the AUM meeting again. So we can go somehow like this. I also can keep some report from the Korean meeting from my participation or some of us. How many people can come? I invited.
So usually so we are meeting at Unity Pavilion.
Unity Pavilion.
Yes.
Yes.
And then so usually the 28th of November is the Saturday, the 2 o'clock.
The 2 o'clock?
Yes, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And how many people are invited from Asian?
From AUM?
Yeah.
So who is the, the essential member of AUM? Then the thing is that I was the secretary of the Korean Pavilion.
But you won't be here.
Yeah, I'm leaving this Friday.
Yeah.
After me. So Eun-kyung is the coordinator of the Korean Pavilion, and then Song-hee is next the secretary.
Oh.
You can see. Okay.
And you will be out. Opinion, it is welcome, please, as the expert and experienced person.
First pavilion, we have to mention.
Yeah, I just want to share with all of you that right now we have an exhibition going on.
Yeah.
On history of Tibet.
Yes.
So I don't know how many of you have been or not, but this is just an information that we have to be here to Bhagavad, this one. And then it will be going to Elton India, and then might be going abroad also. And many people really appreciate this exhibition. And we might get some funds from sale. So we will publish the travel to make a book. A small booklet through our request. And then we are 6 Tibetan audience.
Yes.
And we participate in the Bamboo Cultural Dance.
Yes.
So we did one performance in Bharatvas, and for me, first time I did in my life. It was also traditional.
Yeah.
And we got a very little time to practice and together. So we got a question from the Tibetan students from Chennai. So in the future we'll bring in more cultural activities.
Yeah.
See, in all of for us, for Tibetans, it's very difficult because we are only 6. And out of 6, we all are full-time dedicated to the community, and also all of being our parents in the way. So we are thinking to bring more cultural activities with the students from Tibetan students from Chennai and things like that. And then I'm just sharing that.
Yeah. I would also like to share, as we have this East Asian cultural evening in Oleg, maybe we can do one time a Tibetan meal, and we can show the picture of our pilgrimage to Kailash.
Sure.
Yeah, this would be nice. And this is another idea. Next time we are having in Oledek, next time will be about Japan, because now one old video, he's in Japan. Now I'm sure he's taking a lot of pictures from Japan. So we can combine my picture and also some of us. We can combine and we can show. And then after this, maybe...
That will be in January somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow next year in January.
Yeah, January.
Yes.
You mean about Japan, about Kyoto.
Yes. And then after will be that February month about cultural event. And after that, the next, long after, that will be about China, because as our newcomer is in China, in China, we told him to take a lot of pictures. He was with an Indian friend, so he said we took a lot of photos. So when he comes back, that will be then after the February, the China, because we had already Taiwan, Korea, Kyoto, and then China, and maybe
and
then after
we did before all this, we did in our life.
You did.
With France we did. And I'm now, if I have to do again, I have to think twice. Because we are only 2 people who are cooking.
Yeah.
And it is not like for myself. So I really need to. But I was thinking to give more colorful, just before the festival, I will be having 15 Tibetan
students.
They are all coming from different schools, Tibetan schools based in India.
Yeah.
And all of them are orphan. They have never been out from their school life. We as a partner of Tibetan culture or even community member of Oleg, we are inviting them to Oleg for 6 weeks. So we might bring, we are planning to bring 2 nights with different events. So this is just to give a boost for the, upcoming.
Yes.
And then we are going to rehearsal the things in Tibetan government. So there are a lot of, it's all in boiling, so I hope it will be fun. And I'm really excited.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm sorry, I cannot go to Tibet and take photos.
No, but actually we have some from Kailash, and there can be a Tibetan evening either in Oleg or in Tibetan pavilion, but then the five countries were...
We can just look at the mountains. Claude just came from Sikkim last night, and he took some photos of the Mount Dolodan region. He said it's almost like Tibet.
Yeah, also one person now in Thailand, she's also in Oravidian. And she has to go back to Thailand for why. And I asked her to bring many pictures for all of you. Yeah. Okay. And other thing if you need to something to add, it's okay. So now we can go to the next subject. This is about the next year, the East Asian cultural event. It is not East Asia. I want to concentrate more Asia, entire Asia if possible. Because now we are having some participants from Malaysia who is a dancer. His name is Ramli. He came to all of you before. Yes. And he's also participating. And some event in this event will be held entire February next year. Yes. So mainly we focus on this time about tea culture of Asia and also the traditional art. Like we are inviting a Tai Chi master and also a music master. And also the tea masters, they are coming from four different countries. One from Korea, he's a monk, and he is a tea master since long time. And he practices tea for a long time in Korea, and then now one guest, her name is Kranti. She is a friend of that monk, and she is now asking him to come. And then recently, she got reply from Kranti that he's willing to come to Orbi for this event. Yes. And second, one tea master from China. She's coming from Yunnan province. Yunnan province is touching to Tibet, and Yunnan province actually this tea we are drinking. It is coming from Yunnan. It is called Puar tea. And this tea leaf is coming from a 1,000 years old tea tree. It's huge. It's not a tea like we saw in Darjeeling. The tea is like bush like this. But this tea leaf is so high that you have to climb to pick the leaf. It is part of the work. And this is today we are offering. And this tea is actually coming through one tea master in Taiwan. Yes. And one tea master from Yunnan and one tea master from Taiwan. And his name is Mr. Cho, and he's the owner of one of the oldest tea houses in Taiwan. And he has gallery space in his tea house. And he's so much related to art and music and Taiwanese and Chinese culture, but deeply. And one more person is coming from Japan. He is actually a Danish person, but he lives in Kyoto already 30 years. And he lived in India, and he practiced yoga before he comes to Japan. And now he's so much willing to participate to event in February 2010. And these four people, they are invited for tea ceremony, tea culture introduction event. And why, some of you might have some question, why tea masters? It is because tea culture is related to art in general, in East Asian countries especially. For example, tea ceremony is related to garden design, for example. The most of the masterpieces in Japan or in China, those gardens are mostly designed by tea masters because they have some knowledge about designing not only the physical part, but metaphysic part, some hidden meaning, they know, some symbolic meanings. And also not only the gardening, the architectures, and calligraphies, and paintings, and wooden work, and ceramic works, and lacquer work, and flower arrangement, and many. It's really collective art, we could call it. So, and why tea ceremony? It is also tea ceremony, the one of the important part of tea ceremony, which is actually spiritual passage, but we don't project any form of religious thing into the tea ceremony. This is also somehow it's very good because, but for example, the one tea master who belongs to Zen school inviting some foreigner who belongs to Christianity or some who belongs to Muslim or whatever. But in this tea house, nobody speaks about religion. But we share the quality through our spiritual passage. This is something quite important because once we start to speak about our religious background and this thing, it become kind of it exceeds the quality of that person. We also speak about something beyond our quality, which is not yet integrated if we start to speak about religion. So, but in a tea ceremony, normally we don't speak at all about religious thing or political thing, and those something really, it's difficult to explain, but maybe you can add something to help. Something that I have good word, it should be neutral. Yeah, it should be very neutral. And this is why we found somehow it is good to invite some tea masters. And we have some tea masters friends. We spoke about the idea of all of you, and they are somehow so much interested about our activity in all of you. So for this invitation, from all of you side, we are also planning some exhibition from all Vidian artists. Like we have so many potters, and we have some carpenters, and painters, and calligraphers. We can also do by through our own way, garden designers. So we can do somehow by through our own way to show our way to welcome those traditional art masters, not only the tea masters, also the music masters and the tai chi masters. And also we are also asking to some architects in all of this to present some possibility of some garden design or some sketch or some design for some like small tea pavilion in Asian zone, because we have in Asia we have always garden, and garden is very important, and very often we have small pavilion to see the pond or to observe the stone garden or whatever. Like this small pavilion, we maybe can start establish it as a first step of Asian zone or Asian unity pavilion. This is this idea some of us already discussed, and therefore I am asking to some architects in all of you if they can present some idea about small pavilion. It could be used for meeting, it could be used for meditation, it could be used for tea ceremony. Yes. So this is the thing. Also, we, according to this event for February 2010, we are preparing a photo exhibition of the mother in Japan. And we are collecting some pictures when she was in Japan. And also some articles which is related to mother in Japan. She spoke a lot of Japan and she spoke a lot about beauty of Asia. And this we like to introduce. And as we can see, early time of ashram, so much mother dedicated to bring the beauty of East and also kind of discipline for her disciples, their disciples. To this was also a lot of effort. I don't call it effort, but a lot of work she did for the establishment of ashram and also to educate the ashram children. Yes, and this is the one event. And also, I am doing a calligraphy class since more than 3 years in Uganda. I am going. I'm having my own calligraphy exhibition in Pitanga related to this event. And also, other thing is we are also receiving some Taiwanese cook from end of the January until beginning of. Yeah.
Okay. So when I was in Taiwan last year, I met a lady, and she's a vegan cook. She cooks vegan or vegetarian food, but mostly vegan. And she's coming with a friend of hers who is experienced in linking food with eating. And they are coming both of them on 21st of January.